Lawrence, and welcome to the free, downloadable Walt Whitman Sampler Mixtape Series, a component of Whitman at 200, Art and Democracy, which was organized by the University of Pennsylvania Libraries Kislak Center and consisted of innovative exhibitions, performances, and programs initiated in conjunction with partner organizations across the Philadelphia and Camden, New Jersey region. You are currently listening to Whitman Sampler Mixtape Series, Mixtape Volume 1. Volume 2. Volume 3. Volume 4. Volume 5. Volume 6. Volume 7. Volume 8. Volume 9. Volume 10. My name is Homer Jackson, director of the Philadelphia Jazz Project, and this 10-part mixtape series came about as a way to document songs that we helped to create as part of a series of four audience participation events presented during the summer of 2019. These events consisted of singing walkers caroling through the streets of North Philadelphia, South Philadelphia, Center City, and Germantown. These walks were simultaneously influenced by Whitman's poem, Song of the Open Road, and inspired by Civil Rights Movement freedom songs. During a 2-week residency at Spice House Sound, we brought together a plethora of local poets and musicians who have been inspired and/or influenced by Walt Whitman and recorded their amazing performances within this mixtape series. We begin our musical journey with saxophonist Odine Pope and his interpretation of the spiritual A Balm in Gilead.
Thank you.
Listening to Whitman Sampler Mixtape Series, Mixtape Volume 1. We just heard As I Give, one of the songs written by Toby Vint Martin for the New Songs of the Open Road Walks and performed here by a choir of vocalists called the Whitman Walkers and featuring the lead vocalist, Bethlehem. Before that, and starting off the set, was the legendary saxophonist, Odine Pope, performing A Bomb in Gilead, featuring an ensemble with two bass players, that's Lee Smith and Bert Harris, along with Campedro on drums and Malik Henry on percussion. And now we continue with some thoughts from behind the scenes.
My name's Lynn Farrington. I'm a senior curator here in the Kislak Center for Special Collections, Rare Books and Manuscripts at the Penn Libraries. And I am also the project director for Whitman at 200, Art and Democracy. First and foremost, we were hoping to raise awareness of Whitman's relationship to the Philadelphia and Camden region because we knew that he had lived the last 20 years of his life here. And we knew that a lot of people were only aware of him as being the name on a certain bridge that crosses the Delaware. And so we thought, well, you know, people know about the Walt Whitman Bridge, but they don't necessarily know about Whitman in Camden and Philadelphia, what his life was like when he was here, what he was doing, let alone his poetry and the importance of his poetry to our country.
Hi, my name is James Solomon. I'm a songwriter, and I worked on the new songs for the Open Road Project, which is part of the celebration for Walt Whitman's 200th birthday. To build on Walt Whitman's tradition with respect to his artistry, you have to like build on it based on looking at the world through a humanistic framework and even take it further than he took it, okay? You have to like look at people and not look at them based on their current circumstance, but look at them based on their potential.
The child swam around the old canoe, and my love, she wrote for two. Sounds and return to me as soon as I let go of my hope, let go my speed and just sat in the golden light of the Delaware. A wide and flowing past the plundered shale, past the stolen sharply cut the waves and prisms of rolling along. The Delaware. The child swam around the old canoe, and swam around the old
Welcome back. I'm Homer Jackson, and you are listening to Whitman Sampler Mixtape Series, Mixtape Volume 1. We just heard the song Canto Negro, performed by Spanish-American opera singer Ana María Ruimonte, and written by Cuban composer Ernesto Lecuona, with lyrics by Gustavo Sanchez Galarraga. It was recorded in Havana, Cuba in 2018, and Ruimonte was accompanied by Cuban musicians Maestro Ubaral Herrera on piano, Roberto Ross on bongo, and the great Jorge Reyes on bass. This piece, about surviving the horrors of slavery, illustrates the ongoing influence of the work of Walt Whitman on the modernist movement in late 19th and early 20th century Latin America. Previous to that was the Delaware River Song, written and performed by singer-songwriter and guitarist Emily Zeitlin. She's joined by Stephanie Cole, vocals, Joshua Lennon, cello, Richard Hill, bass, Kim Pedro, drums, and Malik Henry on percussion. We continue with poet Charles Carr.
About myself. When the pathogenic attack finally comes and my host defenses are disarmed, and the thin patina of civilization is scraped away from the outermost layers of my identity, the garments of my pretensions are shed, they will find another self, holding a field guide to getting lost, who's been living on the edges of light in a wilderness within, far from the space and boundaries in which that heart was beating, in a cave beneath thundering falls. A place that is wild and has no true frontier, a place of deep isolation and deeper beauty, yet a place of thrilling, dangerous ledges where the roar and pool of canyons is ever present, where he hears squawks, songs, rustles, and howls, and where he runs, tarries, circles, and sings, where he leaves the trails to forage, drinking in the flowers and the mossy roots of trees, where, in the full moon, the spirits have their feast.
Noiseless, patient spider. stood isolated, explored the vacant, vast surrounding. Launched forth filament, ever unreeling, tirelessly speeding them. And you, oh my soul, you stand detached in measureless oceans of space, ceaselessly musing, venturing, seeking the spheres to connect them, till the bridge be formed, till the anchor hold, till the thread you fling catch somewhere. Oh, my soul. A noiseless patient spider stood isolated, explored the vacant vast surrounding, launched forth filament, ever unreeling, tirelessly speeding them. And you, oh my soul, you stand detached in measureless oceans of space, ceaselessly musing, venturing, seeking the spheres to connect them, till the bridge be formed, till the anchor hold, till the thread you fling catch somewhere. Oh, my soul.
Welcome back. This is Whitman Sampler Mixtape Series, Mixtape Volume 1. You just heard A Noiseless Patient Spider, adapted and performed by poet Lenny Belasco, who is joined by Keith DeStefano on bass, Anam Owili Igar on piano, and Stan Slaughter on flute. Previous to that was Mandrake, a song about the mysterious, magical, and powerful effects of the mandrake plant and its roots, written and performed by Tim Price and Malik Henry, featuring Price on flute and Malik Henry on drums. We started off that set with Philadelphia poet Charles Carr and his poetic journey within his own mind's eye. Inspired by Whitman's work, the poem was entitled About Myself. And now we've come to the end of our journey. I'm Homer Jackson, director of the Philadelphia Jazz Project and executive producer of this mixtape series. I want to thank you for listening to the Walt Whitman Sampler Mixtape Series, a project of Whitman at 200 Art and Democracy, organized by the University of Pennsylvania Libraries Kislak Center. Major support for Whitman at 200 Art and Democracy artistic commissions has been provided to University of Pennsylvania Libraries by the Pew Center for Arts and Heritage, as well as the Waterman II Fund of the Philadelphia Foundation, following a recommendation of David Haas, has provided additional support for New Songs of the Open Road. The Whitman Sampler Mixtape Series was recorded and edited at Spice House Sound and Retro City Studios. It was mastered at Lynn Asha Studios. Special thanks to all of the participating poets and musicians who participated in making this mixtape series happen. Thanks to Toby Vent Martin, Waverly Alston, and James Solomon, the creative team behind New Songs of the Open Road, whose work carved the path for this mixtape series. Thanks to the Whitman at 200 Art and Democracy leadership team, including Artistic Director Judith Tannenbaum, Project Director Lynn Farrington, and Project Manager Devin Malecki, who have maintained a steadfast commitment to the vision of this project. And finally, thanks to Alex Santilli and Eric Bozak of Spice House Sound, as well as Brendan McGeehan of Retro Studios and Tom Valpacelli at the Mastering House. This mixtape is a production of the Philadelphia Jazz Project, which is a sponsored project of Culture Trust, Greater Philadelphia, and funded by the Philadelphia Foundation. For more information about this mixtape series and for a more detailed listing of song credits, visit us at www.philajazzproject.org. That's P-H-I-L-A jazzproject.org.